to talk to us about the STEP program. Michael Ball.
Good morning. If I could ask Elena to step forward to come up here with me, that'd be great. So the title of our item today is called The Youth is Our Future. And I love that. But also our future is now, because I remember not too terribly long ago when I was speaking on this panel in perhaps a different position as someone who was a youth. So I've been around for more than half my life now, which is great, which means that we're starting the Federation. We're getting people in younger, and we're doing things in Indiana that promote our youth to have success in lots of different ways. So specifically what I'm here to talk about today is the STEP program, and that's the Student Training and Employment Program. And that is a program that is officially a partnership between the Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired and BOSMA Enterprises. I happen to work for BOSMA as their youth employment specialist, which means that I get to do lots of fun things, and one of them is the STEP program. And I share that with you because I didn't say that that was an NFB program. However, we're getting NFB all over it, right? there's lots of the folks in this room that have contributed to that program or will contribute, hint, hint, or you know, who are currently contributing. So that's why we're sharing it with you today at the NFB conference, even though it's not officially an NFB program. So what is it? The Student Training and Employment Program is a 4-week paid summer internship opportunity for students who are blind or low vision in the state of Indiana and who are ages 14 to 22. That's a mouthful. but what that means is that we're offering students the opportunity to get that first summer job. As with many of our programs, I would love it if they didn't need to exist, right? I would love if there wasn't an unemployment rate of around 62% in Indiana for folks who are blind, but that's the reality, and so this is how we're addressing that. The students in the program are offered the opportunity to, again, be paid for their work experience, and they're placed in a community setting, so it's not any kind of sheltered workshop or anything. We've got students that work at auto parts factories, at animal shelters, at second helpings. We've got folks that do landscaping at a nursing home. We had somebody working in an eye surgeon facility this year. And then we also have where some of the NFB folks come in, and we have a site at a BEP location. We have one right now, and that's Pam Schnur's location, so two cops for Pam. So we have one site at a BEP location, and we're looking for, we're planning to expand that into at least one other BEP location with Joe Higdon this coming summer. So the students stay at the Indiana School for the Blind, and they work all day long. They have a job coach that works with them. So a lot of these students have never had any work experience at all because of, we know, the societal barriers that our students face. And so they go with a job coach who starts off helping them as much as they need and then really backs off. During the last week of the program, the job coaches have a pretty cushy job because they don't have to do much, right? Because their job is hopefully at that point done, because our students are working at that point doing all the job tasks that they would be if they got hired at the place for the summer. So as they work every day, and then they have some targeted recreational activities in the evening. And when I say targeted, I mean we're working on cane travel skills, we're working on independent living skills, we're working on, I call it like how to be a normal person. So social skills, right? We want to make sure that our students are not those weird blind folks that we run across. And I speak very candidly. I love everybody here, and we have a very diverse family in the NFB, but we're really trying to work on making sure that our students can compete on terms of equality once they graduate high school. And sometimes some of those social norms are even a bigger thing to tackle than perhaps the work skills would be. So those are the main parts of the program. I think what my favorite part of the program is what we do with them on Fridays. They actually don't work. They're still paid for training hours, but we do job-related things with them. So they leave the program with a cover letter, a portfolio. They learn how to write a letter of resignation. They learn how to solicit references that are not their mother. and put those in a really nice portfolio for them. We take them to visit colleges and universities. We have visited an independent living center where Barb, who unfortunately isn't here today, where she works. And so we're trying on Fridays, again, to connect them to the right people in the right areas of the community. And a lot of those times, those folks are our folks here in the NFB. So they do mock interviews. We actually took them to a glass blowing company this year. That was our our job was unique, or our theme was unique jobs. So they learned about being a hot air balloon pilot or being a glass blower and training dogs. So those were some of their unique things. So that's a snapshot of the program. But as with any youth program, I can talk about it all day long, but it's probably you'd rather hear from somebody who actually did the program. So one of the students that participated this year is Elena Hall. She's been around the NFB for a little while, but now she's like a grown-up adult person. So this tells me how old I am. But Elena participated this year, and she worked at one of our STEP sites, and I'm going to let her tell you about her experience.
Hi. So I'm Elena, and I worked at BEP over the summer with Pam, actually, and it was a really good experience for me. I was honestly, because I hadn't had any job experience or anything like that before, and I was very reluctant to try it because it sounded very interesting to me and something that I should do, but it was out of my comfort zone, and it's something that I was very hesitant to do, but I'm really glad I did because it helped build my confidence, because my confidence level was very low. So it helped build my confidence a lot and just kind of helped me realize that even if I have to do things different ways and people can think whatever they want, but I have to do what I have to do to succeed and get a job and a degree. And I feel like I matured a lot through that program, actually, and I made a lot of really good relationships and friendships and got to reconnect with some of my blind friends that I've had since I was really little, and we haven't really got a chance to talk in a long time. So at STEP, I got up at like 6:30 because I sleep in, but yeah. We would stay in the dorms, and we would eat breakfast in the dorms, and then we would go downstairs, and we would all meet in a room, and we would talk. There would be different lessons and different things that they would go over in the morning before we would leave, and then the group of us that worked at the different job sites would go with our job coaches in the morning and go to our job, and then we would, the first day we went there, we just kind of got a tour of the place, and we got to talk to the people that would be our boss for the summer, and we got to kind of just get an idea of what it was going to be like working there for the summer. And then when we started working there, it was overwhelming at first, but it was very actually helpful for me because I had, like I said, I had zero job experience, and everyone there where I worked at BEP was like very helpful and very willing to be like, hey, this is how you do this. Let me show you how to do this a different way if you're not quite sure how to do this yet. I worked at a little convenience store, and I worked in the cafeteria, and I also worked, I actually didn't work, and they had a coffee shop as well, but I didn't work in there. But I restocked shelves, I had cleaned some trays and stuff, and I had done some food prep as well, and yeah, there was a lot of challenging parts though, because I was not the person to like to go up to people and ask them random questions for help. I just wasn't very comfortable at the time. It doesn't bother me as much now. So, but after we would go to our job, we would come back and we would all kind of gather in the room where we were this morning or that morning, and then we would go back to the dorm, and they had recreational activities too. Like, we went to Sky Zone, we went to Target, we went to the fair. There was a lot of stuff. Or you could stay there and just kind of chill and hang out. And I was taking an online class at the time, so I was very busy. So my favorite part was probably being able to connect with different people and having them being able to help me build my confidence up, and just kind of beginning to come to the realization that even though I do struggle with things and I may be uncomfortable with different things, that people are more open to things if they actually see you with the cane and using it, which I struggled with for years because I was very embarrassed and very very hesitant to use that. I still am, but not as much as I was before, because in my opinion, you do what you have to do, and you know, forget what other people think. You have to do what you have to do. I have some vision, which I rely on, honestly, probably too much. But I'm a senior at my high school in Whiteland, and I don't use it while I'm at school, but I do a lot of times when I'm out doing lessons, but not as much as I should be. But that was my favorite part, was kind of building up my confidence and being able to kind of just come to realize those things. And my least favorite part was cleaning up after everybody. People are so messy, so. But it's okay. I did not, but it's okay. At least I know how to do it now. It was actually interesting.
Maina, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Am I a good boss?
Yes.
I was the best, because I'm the only one she has.
Here we go. Excellent.
So this is just, yeah. I'm not speechless very often, but I work with Elena as part of my job during the school year, and one of my favorite things about her is that she's always been very self-aware and very honest with where she's at, and I admire that a lot in her, because we know that that's sometimes hard, especially if you do have some residual vision, trying to figure out exactly how those non-visual techniques fit into your life and if and how they should. And there's a lot of pressure from a lot of different sources for using your vision and don't do this and do that. So I'm really proud of Elena, and I appreciate that you were confident enough to come up here and talk and share your experience. So thank you.
Question.
I can take questions about the program, or if you have questions specifically for Elena, she's still up here too.
A question for Elena. This is Christopher. One of your first, or you were one of my first students that I mentored back in 2013. So really, it's really neat to see you growing up and coming into your own with your blindness and just the rest of who you are. I wanted to ask for those who may not know, what is Sky Zone? You mentioned Sky Zone.
So Sky Zone is basically a place where you can go, and they have these, like, you can jump around on, they have like little trampolines and bouncy things and stuff like that. So that
yeah, indoor trampolines, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then like foam pits and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. How did a bunch of blind kids do in Sky Zone?
Great. They had a blast.
Yeah. Nice. I just wanted to make sure I understood. Was this program teaching blind students how to become hot air balloon operators? Because I have a concern about that. I'm not sure if that's
I'm gonna go ahead and
great idea.
So as the professional who determined that would be an effective use of their time, here's the thing, my friend Chris Meyer. If we don't expose folks to interesting and innovative careers, then how are blind folks ever going to be hot air balloons?
Right, self-driving hot air balloons, folks.
So,
all right, that's my last question. Thanks.
Sure. Other questions? All right. A couple of things. The program for Step 2020 is going to be June 1st through June 26th. That's a slight change. If you're familiar with the program, it's a slight change. It's a little bit earlier in the year, but it's 4 weeks, June 1st through June 26th. If you are in the central Indiana area, so that's Indianapolis and the surrounding counties, that's kind of the area that we look for our job placements, because we can't drive too super far. The kids wouldn't actually work. They'd spend their day in a bus. So if you have any contacts in the central Indiana area that you feel like, if you own a business or if you are in a position to have some folks work at your business, some students, that would be fantastic. We always appreciate monetary donations and things like that. But what we really need is opportunity for our students to be out in the community and have these interesting, exciting job placements. I think one of my favorite things about the program is that our students they're not necessarily shadowing lawyers, though we did have people work in the public defender's office. They're doing your traditional teenage first job, right? They're doing the not fun things like wiping off trays and taking out trash and cleaning out cat litter boxes. All of these things that paradoxically, blind folks tend to have a hard time getting those job positions because the public doesn't know how we would do very, I don't want to say menial, but very basic entry-level jobs. And so you don't have to work for a lawyer. We're not, you know, we're not necessarily trying to have our students learn what it's like to be a lawyer. We're trying to make sure that they get that first job opportunity. And sometimes that means cleaning out bathrooms and a lot of dirty trays. So keep that in mind if you are interested. My contact information is MikaB@Bosma.org, MikaB@Bosma.org. If you're interested in learning more about the program or if you know of any kind of way that you think you might be able to support us. So thank you to those who have supported us and who currently are, and we'll be back next year with more updates, I think. Thank you.
Very good.